and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What? Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. You know why I was not prepared right off the top of the show, Chris?
Why?
Because I have so many Chris's wrong. You know, it's hard to, you know what? It's hard to collate all this. Could you collate all this for me?
No.
Could that be part of your
job? No, I'm not going to help you with that.
Just saying. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, everybody, for your cards and letters.
It sucks being the voice of reason.
Right. Oh, why, look at there. Look at the headline this morning. Putin cools tensions in Ukraine, Kerry in Kiev. Oh, look, we have a Secretary of State. And he's not John McCain. And he's not Lindsey Graham, who, I swear to God, I thought it was a joke. He said, you know why this happened, Jim?
Why is that?
Benghazi.
Yeah.
Of course. Right. It's the reason for everything. Why did Hitler invade Poland? Benghazi.
Lindsay, you are officially the most ridiculous little man in the world.
Yes.
That is spectacular. Yeah, hey, see what happens when Grampy McCain's not wandering around trying to undermine the president's foreign policy? Kerry's on it, okay? We have a Secretary of State. We have a president who's on the phone with Putin.
And John Kerry was not Secretary of State during Benghazi.
Right.
Right.
Like that matters, Jim. Oh, and then who else was it? Blamed Hillary. This is all Hillary's fault, what happened.
Because of the DJ.
No. Well, partially Benghazi. That goes without saying.
Sure.
But because she said the thing about hitting a reset with the relations in Russia, and this is what happens.
And it was a fake reset button.
Right.
They said she stole it from the jacuzzi of the hotel that she was staying in.
I believe...
That it was like the emergency stop button for the jacuzzi of the hotel she was staying in.
So clearly she can't be president because of that, and also the BJ's, Monica.
She's a klepto.
Stop.
The other B word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was I going? Wait.
I have no idea.
See?
Blowgazi.
Did you just say Blowgazi? Yes, you did, Jim Ward. Don't think we did not hear that under your breath. Maybe they will. They'll just combine scandals.
Right.
She can't be president because of Blowgazi. See, this is why we don't mind Jim Ward Slate does the crossword puzzle, because of that.
Yeah.
You can go now, Jim. That's
right.
See, sometimes early in the show, he earns his keep. Just there it is.
He earns his keep through bon mots.
Right? He's not like you. You're like, you know, this is how you got into all this kind of trouble. You're like, right in the time, like when you have to edit down for the video cast, he's like sort of like the packing peanuts of the show, just the stuff that fills out like the 3 hours.
But I keep you safe.
Right. Oh, by the way, you should. It's magical. You go to stephaniemiller.com. You get a 1 hour commercial free Steph video cast.
That's right.
And what happens is obviously everything Jim Ward says is in there because he is the Emmy award winning voice.
Oh my god!
Everything he says is
really gold,
and they're like little pearls. And you know, Natan, the problem with me is everything I say. It's hard to choose, isn't it? Over 3 hours, it's just like sifting through gold, like you're a miner.
Oh,
am I right?
Oh my god.
Natan.
Really?
And then mostly the main part of your problem is sifting out all the chaff that's, you know, Chris.
Whatever.
We should just give them. Glad to skip it to them.
Did I say we should just give it to them?
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Natan, could you go back to that? That didn't make the video cast, obviously.
Of course not, because you told him to get rid of me.
See, people can tell this is from love. Okay, should we just get through it so we can... let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Here was a funny one. Sue in Rockville, who kicked your ass on the phone yesterday.
She did not kick my ass on the phone.
She sent a picture of a bunny. Sue in Rockville said... this bunny knows as much about what Crimeans want as Chris.
Oh.
And as a bunny, I have no idea what you're talking about, but here's a bunny with a pancake on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's a bunny.
So 47% of the people in Crimea,
they don't
know what they're talking about.
42% of Crimeans.
Just bunnies with pancakes on their head, and they really don't
That's
count.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to it. Just give me some music. Let's just take your... Just, okay. Oh, where do we even start, Chris? Heavens, heavens, heavens. Jonathan, Stephanie, you are correct. Chris is wrong. Isn't that right? Just get my yes man ready for this morning. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Stephanie.
Yes. Thank you.
Mama's right.
Yes.
Right again.
I know.
As usual.
Right.
Absolutely, Stephanie.
Sounds like an a-hole caller from West Virginia yesterday.
Right. You're right. They're right.
Wow. It's hard to understand it with all the ass-kissing going on.
I know, right?
See, there you go. Resorting to ad hominem attacks. Name-calling a caller yesterday. Just cause
you... Oh, you even had enough of him.
No, you people, none of you were right. I love what someone wrote and said, oh, look at you, you probably didn't know where it was yesterday, and now you're an expert. I'm like, I said I didn't know where it was yesterday. Yeah. I pulled it freshly from my ass. What do you think I'm pretending to be a foreign policy expert? Oh, anyway, let's get back to Blake from Alabama. You are correct, Chris is wrong. You can't just split up a nation just because some people want to be part of another. If the Russian portion of the Ukraine wants to live in Russia, they need to go to Russia. By the way, I wouldn't want to be part of Russia if I was a gay Crimean. Chris, would you suggest states in the USA seceding if the majority of the state wanted in? Someone else made that point yesterday. Blake in Alabama. Ooh,
some of them,
this
yes.
Some of them.
Some of them. I think I'd like to get rid of Alabama.
Yes.
If it's full of people like that.
This may take up the whole first hour, Natan. I'm just giving you a little heads up. Okay. Let's see. Michael writes, staff, ask Chris if the U.S. should give California back to Mexico since we just took it in 1848 and so many ethnic Mexicans live there. Mike in
the
Chicago.
Majority of
Mike in
people
Chicago
living in California do not want to be a part of Mexico.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bad analogy.
Stupid analogy.
Caitlin says, from what I understand, Russia bought the last Ukraine election, which is what caused the protests. Putin is using the protests as an excuse to reacquire Crimea, and the use of force by Russia is what people are objecting to. Chris, I cannot believe you are supporting Russia's use of force. Thank you, Caitlin. And this one, although Jim and I have dealt with this for years. Gene writes, oh my God, can Chris please lower the volume of his speaking? Do you still say Good Morning Denver? Did we just miss that?
Yeah, you're never here by that time.
Oh, yeah. Because we hook up...
Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead.
Jim and I are not...
Morning people.
Morning people.
I am.
So anyway, we hook up our syndicators based in Denver.
Right.
So go ahead, do it. What Jim and I have been suggesting... How long have we been doing this show? 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay,
years.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Denver.
He does come across as righteous and controlling of the conversations. Thank you, Jim. Not that Jim, another Jim.
Oh.
Okay, where else are we here? Hi, Steph. You are right again. On All In with Chris Hayes. See, smart people. Not me. A professor of political science who is who apparently knows a lot about the area said Crimeans do not want to be part of Russia again. They want to have a closer relationship and work together with Russia. They also want to have a closer relationship with the European community. But the vast majority does not want to be part of Russia again, which goes for the rest of Ukrainians. Oh, my gosh. Natan, how are we doing? How are we doing on time, Paul? 13 minutes?
The people in the western part of Ukraine, they absolutely want to be a part of the European Union.
Right.
Absolutely.
The eastern part.
The eastern part, they're more affiliated with Russia.
Right.
Hang on. This could take a long time. Thank God I didn't need to prepare anything. Jody Hamilton, our good friend.
Ah.
New York Times editorial regarding Ukraine. Chris should see this. Hi, Steph. Interesting article that debunks Chris' idea at least half of the Ukraine wants to be with Russia. Jody Hamilton. That's in the New York Times.
Which part of Crimea? Crimea?
Yeah, which part of the Crimea?
This one is just rude. Greg writes...
Skip over it.
Yeah,
Greg
exactly.
Writes,
because you...
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm used to ignoring you. I didn't do it on purpose.
No, you keep
what
going.
Is it, Precious? What?
No. What part of the Crimea? Was that
you're a Crimean expert now?
What part
See,
of the Crimea?
You tried to pop
what?
Quiz me yesterday on the capital of Ukraine, didn't you? Kiev. For the win.
The people of Kiev would love to be a part of the European Union.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Flern. Okay. Greg writes, Mr. Putin condemns gays while entering Ukraine through the back door. Oh, come on.
That was funny. I got that email yesterday. That was funny. I believe that was George Takei that said that.
Oh, my. He's a scamp. Oh, and here's your favorite, another analogy. Don't we love analogies, kids?
Not a single one was a good analogy yesterday.
Stephen in Hammond, Indiana. Right, Steph, here's an analogy. If I had 100 pizza pies and Vladimir Putin had 10,000 orders of garlic bread, and he said, give me your pizza pies, I say, hell no. And he sent the Russian army to invade Italy, but the majority of people in the restaurant were in the mood for tacos, then I said, what's going on? I said, what about going in on a picture of Dr. Pepper? And Putin says, what's this Dr. Pepper? Does it contain vodka? Then I said, what about breaded mozzarella sticks? And he said, how much does this cost? And I said, about $4. And he said, does that include tip? And he said, I have only rubles. Well, I think you can see the point. I do too, Stephen. Thank you. That was a good analogy.
And thanks for playing Really Bad Analogy.
Okay, can we just, I think we should hold off on any more analogies.
Please, let's, because not a single one yesterday was apt.
But they're entertaining, like that one.
But that one was funny.
Isn't there something about what, how long a train would take getting from, you know, Kiev
to... Well, I explained the origin of the singer from Steppenwolf's name.
Yes.
That was interesting,
that
Jim.
Was based on his,
that was interesting. I'm sure that made the video cast, because at least that was something
East
interesting
Prussia,
and informative.
Actually part of Russia now.
And it wasn't
right
controlling
next to
of the conversation.
See what you did there? You just stepped right on Jim to control the conversation when he was saying something so smart and interesting. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, my God. Okay, so he can disagree with you, but he's smart and interesting.
Do you notice I always do this right before we go on vacation?
Yes,
just
I
so,
am.
You know why? Because I love you, and I want you to enjoy your vacation.
I hate you so
See?
Much.
See how much you're going to enjoy being away from me for a week? When sexy liberal Carlos El Shrocky gets here in hour three, he can tell you what it's like having a four-hour delay at LAX.
Oh, God.
And drinking at Gladstone's with me. Okay, anyway, so then after we worked together, remember in 95? So in 96. Okay. All right. This tweet I can agree with. Republicans, your love of Putin is getting embarrassing. Ask him out to the prom already. Do you see Sarah Palin? The American people, they see a Putin. Oh, and he's so strong and he wrestles bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of dumb, okay? First of all, no wonder you enjoyed that. That's kind of a dumb.
Has he ever really wrestled a bear? I don't think so. He'd have some
claw
marks.
There is a picture of him. I don't really. I'm like, okay.
He might have been, like, playing
must have been a
Miss Harry Mac with a bear, but I don't think he was wrestling him.
I think he did. There's a picture of him on top of a bear.
No, I don't like bears. They're homosexual.
Maybe the gays led to bestiality, you see? Mm. Maybe he couldn't help himself.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Sarah Palin said something. Why do I even start a sentence like that?
Please
you know
don't.
It's just going to irritate me yes. when I say Sarah Palin said, oh, people see him as so strong and wrestling bears and all and such, and also, too, our president and wearing mom jeans and equivocating and bloviating.
Oh,
she
my
has no idea
God.
What the word equivocating means. She really doesn't.
Equivactivating?
She makes this eye hurt, my lazy eye. She makes my lazy eye pay attention, just out of irritation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 18 minutes.
I did not control that conversation at all.
You're good. You're good. You are so sad. Okay, 18 minutes. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, Michael Tomasky coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sexy liberal Carlos El Shrocky live in studio. Am I, what's happening? Am I choking on my own spit?
I don't know. Having a mini stroke.
Choking on my own bile. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Word. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour. You know why I do that?
Why?
Because you love it when I say word.
Yes, because it makes you sound so current.
1-800-STEP-12. No, not current free speech. TV.
Oh.
Word to y'all's mamas.
Right. Chris writes, staff, great show in Fort Lauderdale. My wife and I had a wonderful time. Well, sexy liberal Carlos El Shrocky, who rocked the house in Fort Lauderdale in an hour number three. And now, back to Chris's hate mail. Okay. Let's see here.
And now back to the countdown.
Jessica writes, hi, staff. The lady that said Chris was having a fit, sorry, she was kind of right. She just didn't use the right boyfriend language to describe it. She wasn't careful with his feelings.
Oh, my God. I have no feelings.
That's right. That's, I got to tell her that.
That is well known.
Feelings, now feelings.
But he shouldn't feel bad or angry. It's a man thing. They get that way in some
anybody
arguments.
Anybody else?
Chris can go back and measure the decibels in his voice in order
to
prove it to himself he was getting a bit yelly. It's true. I am hoping he did that all just for show. Did you do that all for show? It's hard to tell sometimes. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you just fall off. It's hard to say.
People listen to conflict. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you producing? Are you accidentally doing something?
What do you mean accidentally? I've been a producer for 25 years.
Really? Are you here every day?
Oh, my God.
All right. Not a hate mail for Jim, but just Julie writes us, Steph, rather surprised that resident Nazi Germany expert Jim Warren doesn't recall that Hitler, ding, used protection of the rights of ethnic German minorities and as a pretext to annex, invade, and occupy Czechoslovakia, Poland, and Austria. Well, we were saying that he did use the same, I have to protect the rights of German-speaking, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's all people
blah,
were saying.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm not
okay.
saying Putin is Hitler. I'm saying... That's
it was part of the idea of the Großdeutschland, all the German-speaking peoples, being united.
Right.
And that Deutschland did turn out to be gross. I'm producing.
That's so cute. It's still not going to make the video cast, is it, Natan?
But he was also...
Jesus, no.
But it was a nice try, sweetie.
Yeah, I mean, as evil as...
Oh, God.
He was also not a fan of the... dividing of these countries willy-nilly after World War I. Czechoslovakia never should have been together. The Czechs and the Slovaks really wanted nothing to do with each other. Same with Iraq and Yugoslavia, throwing people together who really had no business living together.
In other Nazi news, drunken Heil Hitler outburst leads to resignation. Don't you?
Again.
A senior politician with Poland's ruling party accused of drunkenly shouting Heil Hitler at a German customs officer. Apologized on Friday and stepped down as the head of his party's group in the European Parliament. Julie says, I personally think Poles should enjoy immunity from the occasional drunken Hitler-related outburst when dealing with Germans, at least for a few more decades.
Okay, you get a pass for a little
bit.
Somebody whose name I clearly cannot pronounce, I'm not even going to try,
by his
own account, drank two bottles of wine on a flight. I can see this happening with Jim.
Or you.
Drank two bottles of wine on a flight from Warsaw to Frankfurt, and then got into an argument with the customs officer as he tried to leave the airport terminal. Oh, heavens.
Of course, Putin would have said, Geil Hitler.
Yeah. Listener Eric tweeted, as an engineer, I appreciate your open-minded, logically-based opinions. It's a nice juxtaposition to Steph's blind liberalism.
What? Well, blind liberalism? I thought, I'm usually called a right-wing fascist by people that are, I don't know, Glenn Greenwald fans or whatever. Oh, this one, I guess it's a hate letter for all of us, just to magically bring this to a close.
Okay.
Where we can all come together. Jim writes, yo. See, that never goes
well.
That does not go well.
So, that's going to be a well-reasoned argument.
Yo!
Some hate music for this. Okay. All right. It's always interesting listening to talking heads like you who until recently didn't know where Kiev or Crimea was on a map. I mentioned that yesterday. Yeah, now you think you're an expert. No, I do.
No. None of us.
I clearly made a point of saying. Yeah. As would be expected, Stephanie reflexively gave cover to our ninny-in-chief. Putin is, as some congressman said, Putin is playing chess while our ninny is playing marbles. People like you are perpetuating the big lie. May you burn in hell. Jim and Madison.
Oh. No.
Wow.
That seems a bit rash.
Huh? None of that made sense.
Huh?
The
I
big
don't
lie
know.
Theory, how did that get?
Huh? All right. You know who can make sense of anything? Michael Tomasky.
Yes, he can.
Whom I want to date and kiss and marry. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Now frown hair gives you a headache. Talks like she's chewing her face.
That's her.
She'll be back in a few seconds.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Jody Hamilton on hold to tell you how wrong you are. Chris in Yankton.
Yes, he writes in and says, it's so touching how you guys fight before vacation. You're going to miss each other so much that you unconsciously have a fight before you leave just to make it easier to say goodbye. I'm tearing up just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I think a Sarah McLachlan song is playing in the background.
Aww. Because you will remember me.
Of course.
I will remember you.
Fred, come be on camera. Come here. Mr. Oh, Chris, how much you're going to miss him. Mr. You're going to miss all the white hair on you, aren't you?
Oh, totally.
And him pawing you while you're
talking. Oh, yeah.
Buttons, you know you'll miss it.
All right.
I talked about Michael Tomasky's article yesterday, Take John McCain's Russia Advice and You Might Get Another Cold War. Today's piece, Even Better, Why Neocons Love the Strong Man, as we've been discussing earlier. Good morning, Michael.
Hi there.
Hi there. We were laughing about the very things that you wrote about today, about Sarah Palin's comments and, you know, what a manly man that Putin is. If only the president had done the State of the Union shirtless, he would be such a man, wouldn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly. Exactly. And if he were a real man, he'd get out there and drill for some oil.
Yeah, exactly. And, she did throw that in, too.
Yeah.
We were saying, I don't know about you, Michael, wrestling a bear just seems unwise to me. Though manly, I suppose.
Quite manly, Putin, I don't know, it looks like he's backing down a little bit today, huh?
To our weak
president.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I guess John Kerry's over there doing real diplomacy, and I thought the kind John Bolton was doing on Fox News would seem to, I assume that would work better, didn't you?
Yeah, I really did. I'm very shocked that somehow the Fox recipe doesn't look like it's working here. What do you know?
You always go right to the heart of it, though. You say this is just the crisis to make themselves seem relevant again within the GOP, even if they're undermining the commander-in-chief in a pivotal moment. I talked about this yesterday, Michael, and you once again go right to it about how close does this come to treason exactly, some of the comments Lindsey Graham and others made. Rudy Giuliani, you talk about. He gave away the game with his now infamous admiring comments on Fox News about Vladimir Putin 2 days ago. He makes a decision and he executes it quickly. Then everybody reacts. Mm-hmm. That's what you call a leader. President Obama, he's got to think about it. He's got to go over it again.
Lord.
He's got to talk to more people about it. I mean, as you say, he's served for some time now a little more than a right-wing stand-up comic. And he used to be considered a moderate, right?
You know who else was decisive? Hitler.
Oh, God.
There you go, Jim. Okay. Now, Jim's back. Right. Jim's back, everybody.
Hold on. Breaks. yeah, but listen, you know, Giuliani's comment was just unbelievable. And a lot of these comments, Lindsey Graham, too, about rolling his eyes. You know, obviously, it's one thing to be critical of any president's policies or goals or positions, and that's something that everybody has a right to do, and everybody should do, and they should do it as vociferously as they wish. And you know, McCain, I would say that McCain, although I don't agree with his positions, I would give McCain credit for mostly sticking to that kind of criticism, and so I think that's totally fine. But when you go on national TV and you start talking about the president like he's a 98-pound weakling, you start talking about his character, his weakness, and like, you know, you almost make it sound, as I write in there, like he deserves to get thumped around by Putin. That's a different category
Thank
of
you.
Criticism, mm-hmm. and it's not really quite acceptable.
Well,
these guys sure wouldn't have accepted it back in 2002 if somebody had tried it.
Yeah, and by the way, you say it, of course, the same thing I was saying yesterday, but you just say it better because you're Michael Tomasky. But you said, now, of course, these people can't openly cheer for Putin because that would constitute outright treason, but they can test treason's perimeter fence and probe it for weaknesses. I mean, that's what I was saying. It comes awfully close to me. It almost sounds like Lindsey Graham is inviting it, saying we won't stand, because they don't. Right. They don't stand behind this president, Michael, in any, you know, in any of these foreign policy crises. That, as you, I think, wrote at one point, that whole thing about, you know, politics stopping at the water's edge, that's out the window, right?
Yeah, that's way out the window. And now, of course, they will. Let's be more fair than we maybe need to be. They will, when this vote comes before Congress, most Republicans, I'm told, will vote for the aid package to Ukraine. So they understand that they have to do that, most of them. But still, the way they're talking really is just, it's pretty dangerous. And, you know, I'm glad you quoted the section that you quoted a minute ago, because to me that's what this is all about. They would like there to be, some kind of crisis, because, you know, that would make the neocons relevant again.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, you are the reason God made highlighter pens. Just saying. but you also say for the neocons to blame Obama for the actions of a madman with adjectives meant to communicate to the world that he can be steamrolled is close to anti-American. I would say awfully close to anti-American. You know, that's my whole point. And as you say, you know, it's all become about who's the manlier man. I mean, it's just, it is, and it's ridiculous. As you were talking about some of John, in your other piece about John McCain's advice, I mean, when he talks about, you know, the missile system, it's like, oh my God, we're back to Reagan again. We're back to, you know, it's like they long for the Cold War or something, right?
No, far worse than Reagan. I mean, at least Reagan, you know, went and negotiated with Gorbachev and was criticized, you know, extensively by the neocons of the day for doing that. But, you know, that helped make the breakthrough. But, you know, as I also write in there, imagine Romney in the Oval Office. Imagine John Bolton as his Secretary of State,
right,
which they were floating during the campaign as a reality. So that's not a stretch. And imagine all those neocon types, Doug Fife and all those people back in office. And, you know, you mentioned missile defense. They would have put that in play. They would have put Georgia's NATO membership in play. Now, Putin sees the world, and, you know, he's paranoid and all this stuff, but he sees the world as this place where his country lost in the 90s vast amounts of territory and resources and people. And, of course, he wants to get some of that back. And he thinks the United States is out to destroy Russia and surround him and crush him. And if we had done what President Romney and Secretary of State Bolton undoubtedly wanted to do, we would have played right into every one of his lurid fantasies and heightened the tensions considerably.
Well, and as I was saying yesterday, Michael, you know, that crowd are the ones that put us on such shaky moral ground, high ground, and try to say, you know, you can't just invade another country on flimsy pretexts. You know, all the architects of the Iraq War, right?
You got it. You got it. And of course, the other irony is that back in those days, when you disagreed with them, look out.
Well, I mean, but as you know, and again, despite all the hysteria and the right wing trying to take advantage of it, as usual, to bash the president, you say we don't have to like Putin or what he's doing here, but let's not pretend who controls the Crimea is a question of first-rank global importance. Let's not play into Putin's grubby hands.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and you go through the whole, we were talking about the Hitler analogy, and you say, you know, the same thing. There's some parallels can be drawn here between what's Putin doing, what Hitler did. I'm not going to be able to pronounce this, in Sudetenland.
Yeah. Sudetenland.
Yeah. But, you know, as you go on to say, clearly just because of the economic, you know, consequences and all that, what's at stake for him, he's obviously, and clearly the events of today have kind of borne that out, that he appears to be backing down, right?
That's how it looks today. I mean, things could change. You never know. But if he does stop this and, settles for having the Crimea, that's a diplomatic win for Obama and Merkel and the West. And, it really, as I wrote there, as you just quoted, it's who controls the Crimea is not something that we ought to be going to war over, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And well, so, crisis averted.
Right. I love that you called John McCain, you know, of the Bombs Away Caucus. I mean, it's just, you know, and this whole who's a manlier man, and clearly nobody is man enough for Lindsey Graham. It is really... but I mean, as you say on that, if you're going to go on that, then Osama bin Laden's a bigger manly man, as you write, right, than all of them.
Well, Bush couldn't get him.
Yeah.
And then Obama could, so who's the manlier man?
I know. Such a ridiculous conversation. Michael, great stuff as always, and of course, mostly because it's everything I think. I love you. You're the smartest man in the world.
That's how I know it's great.
Thank you, Michael. Talk to you next week.
Cheers.
All right, cheers, sir. There he goes.
Or not, because we're on vacation.
Well, right, he'll talk to John Peterson.
Okay.
Look how handsome and romantic he is. Oh, looky, it's Jody Hamilton.
Hi, Jody Hamilton.
Yes, it's for you. Hi, Precious Pumpkin.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hello.
We're good. I'm very good. Chris and Jim, you know I love you.
Uh-oh.
And Max and Fred, I love them too. But I read this article in the New York Times yesterday that says Ukraine is not as divided as everybody seems to believe it is.
Right.
That they're more nationalistic. They're Russian speaking. There's Ukrainians that are. It's more
Tatars.
It's propaganda from both sides that are arguing. Oh, they want to be West. They want to be East. This person is from the region and wrote the article, basically going, "Don't believe what you're listening to from Russia."
Right. Well that you can't. First of all, Jody, you can't believe anything. Putin said there's no troops there.
Yeah,
I love John Kerry's. Right. John Kerry's like, he said that really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love they're Russian speaking.
I've never seen them before. Who are these people?
All this points to more reason to stay the hell away from the country because we're getting into another viper pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And to say that, oh, part of it should secede because X amount of people supposedly are agreeing with Russia, we don't even know that. That could just be Russian propaganda for all we know.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean about how can you believe what Putin says? It's just like he was like Baghdad Bob, wasn't he?
So, Steffi, why
there are no Russian soldiers here? What do you mean, Russian soldiers? Then did you hear what else he said, Jody? He said, "Oh, that was previously planned. Those troop movements. because of what's happening in the Ukraine. This was planned before.
It's exercise.
It was planned during the Olympics.
Yeah. It was an Olympic event.
Exactly. You know how we could take care of the Tartars is just they could floss.
Hey.
You know, Jody.
I hear they're tasty with some sauce. What?
You know, Jody hosts a wildly popular podcast also from a bunker.
What?
Just like we do.
It's called From the Bunker.
And, oh, my God.
And my friends, well, you know, Rob and Trish listen to it all the time. Tell us how we might find that.
It is at from-the-bunker.com, and we record on Thursdays. It's usually up Thursday night, unless I screw things up, which I usually do.
They are hilarious and entertaining, and you are a delight, ma'am.
You are.
I love you guys madly, and I'm going to continue walking and listening to you.
All right. I love you. Goodbye. She walks like 1,000 miles a day.
Well, she's...
Something like that.
Yeah. I love you. All right. Goodbye, honey. There she goes. Oh, my God. You know the only way... my friend Rob hasn't hiked in years. You know why he does now?
Why?
Because of gadgets. Because boys love gadgets. He has that same thing Roland has where how many steps a day you take.
Oh, I don't.
Because he's really competitive with Trish, so... Jody walks like to San Francisco and back every day. While she listens to us, she listens to us twice.
Unless you take the 5.
Yeah, and it's not as pretty, but it's shorter.
It's quicker, but it's faster.
Right. Yeah.
Boy, that it's not pretty.
Yeah,
it's not a pretty road.
You want to go shorter because then you don't have to listen to as much of Chris's, sure. You know,
and then of course,
extraneous
on Highway 1 might collapse in the middle of December. And...
Right. Okay, 46 minutes. I love you. Listen, tongue. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Look, the two symbols of the Republican Party, an elephant and a big fat white guy who's threatened by change.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. You make my heart sing. You make everything perfect.
Wild thing.
And the name of the band was?
The Trogs.
Very good.
51.
She was a DJ. Nice. She knows more about music than she does about Crimea.
Kiev is the capital of Ukraine. 1-800.
It's also a chicken dish.
You understand what it's like having to play Jeopardy every morning when I'm hungover with you two? Oh, got me again. Okay.
It's also a buttery chicken dish. That's absolutely yummy.
I can only imagine this headline gave Lindsay the vapors. Putin cools tensions in Ukraine, Kerry in Kiev. Oh, no.
That's not very manly.
No, it's not.
You don't talk to Putin for an hour and a half on the phone.
Yeah.
You have about a 5-minute conversation. You say, Mr. President, what you're doing is wrong. It's illegal.
Right, and then you slam down your 1940s phone and you flounce over to your fainting couch.
I never.
John, refresh my mint julep. I told him what, and then he's the kind of guy that would tell the story for 2 hours, and then I said, what you're doing is illegal. Good day, sir.
He fans himself. Shoot.
Oh, my stars.
Oh, I'm going to go collapse on the veranda. Goodbye.
My chiffon is wet.
Lindsey Graham's chiffon is always wet. Who said of the neocons? And don't we suspect that they're doing this because there's a little part of them that wants a full-blown crisis?
Full-blown.
What good would a settlement do then? Putin keeping the Crimea and stopping there and that being the end of it? Why, they'd be reduced to carrying on about the Crimea as if it mattered to the U.S. one way or another who ran it. Settlements are so kiss your sister. Settlements are for community organizers.
God. John McCain.
No, bad guys. Michael Tomasky and the rest of that fabulous piece that we were just talking to him about. Who said? No, they thirst for crisis. They can attribute it to Obama's weakness. They can work on some shots at Hillary Clinton and try to hang it around her neck since the Benghazi noose has shown an infuriating habit of slipping loose. And they can say to America, see, you need us. Who said that?
Pulaski.
No, Michael Tomasky. See, they want to be able to say, you need us on this wall. Right? You want us on this.
You want me.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Right. Exactly. Okay. He says the reality is America needs their advice like it needs John Travolta's pronunciation guide. Michael Tomasky for the win.
Adele Dazeem.
Who is Adele? Listen, as a pretty epic mispronouncer, that was, you got to give it to him. Where the hell?
Well, in his defense, he did have a rubber hose up his nose.
Oh, that's true. Thank you, Jim. Oh, my God. Jim is on fuego this morning. En fuego, the man. See, don't feel bad. You can't touch this. School's in. Ring the bell. School's in, sucker.
Did I ever say I could touch that?
Just saying.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, Tomasky closes, for the neocons to blame Obama for the actions of a madman incessantly using adjectives that are meant to communicate to the world that the President of the United States can be steamrolled and possibly should be for his own good is close to anti-American. But they can't blame Putin. He's their doppelganger psychologically. Mm. He is them, and they are him. Yep. Woe betide the world if they ever do face each other. Yeah, and we were talking to him about that, about God forbid there was a President Romney. He said he would have been goading Putin for the last year. You would have had John Bolton as Secretary of State.
Oh, my God.
The United States makes the UN work when it wants it to work.
Right.
And that is exactly the way it should be, because the only question to the United States is what's in our national interest. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry, but that is the fact.
Yeah, imagine him with that crazy white mustache. Would have already bombed.
What the hell was that? Oh, my God.
He's just something. A no-no hair, something.
He looks like a
no-no
schmoo.
No-no hair removal.
He looks like
a schmoo. Exactly.
A schmoo. Yes.
A schmoo bred with a walrus.
Yes.
Just trim the
He
sides.
Is the walrus.
You can't have an anger management problem and a mustache that's not trimmed. It's just, it's like crazy awnings, just like, in a windstorm. It's like that umbrella on my deck. You've seen that in a windstorm?
Yes.
Just saying. Okay, Chuck.
Only reason.
See? Can you imagine eating with him when he's mad? Like a Thanksgiving gravy flying everywhere. Oh, Jesus. Grandpa. Chuck in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I love your show, and I'm a first-time caller, and every time you mention Mr. Graham, I was almost concerned I was going to be laughing when you picked up the phone because it was so funny.
But stars.
You just got his number, let me tell you. Anyways, I've just been thinking, you know, John McCain and all the Republicans who seem to want us to go in and save the Crimea, I can't help but thinking, where were they when Putin was passing all of his anti-gay laws and we were seeing people being literally beaten on the streets? I don't recall anybody on that side saying anything. Did I miss something?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's what I was saying. Boy, if I were a gay and living in Crimea, I sure wouldn't want to be part of Russia. You know, I think somebody mentioned that yesterday. Let's go to Richard in Chicago. Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, who knows? Over there, it's just, you don't know. The both sides, it's just, I think the great thing about this is it seems like the pulse beat I get is most Americans don't want to even get involved, which is a refreshing response. But I don't know how much is, you read so much, like there's neo-Nazis, such a rise of nationalism, and there's neo-Nazi groups on the other side, on the Ukrainian nationalists. So neither side is a pretty picture, and I just think it wiser for the Republicans to start shouting and all this stuff. They don't know. It's just political on their side. And, you know, the one upside on this is at least it's not a religious battle. I get tired of all the religious battles that have been waged over the last couple of years here. But
Yep, I hear you. Well, anyway, stepping back from the brink of war, Putin talked tough. Good, you can just be manly. Make Sarah Palin all hot. But cooled tensions in the Ukraine crisis. So we will talk more about all the latest developments there and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You were frantically searching for something over there.
Well, listen, you know, wading through your stacks of hate mail, it's difficult to... Oh, so little time, so many Chris are wrong emails. All
right. I can wade through my email and do all these Chris is right emails, but you won't give me the time. So,
oh, no, so, please, go ahead.
Of course you won't.
Oh, look, we're out of time. 1-800, 6 minutes after, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. We need to give Jim more time to say things like the scandal they're going to run against Hillary is Blowgazi. Because they'll just combine Monica with Benghazi. See what you missed? Don't ever miss another minute of the show.
Blowgazi, Blowgazi, Blowgazi.
So you like that, but you didn't like my Germany joke.
I don't even remember it.
What was the Germany joke?
Hitler's Germany turned out to be bad, or mal or something. I don't know. Never mind. It was so good. It was good. I liked it.
Yikes.
I don't remember it.
Okay. See? You see what I'm saying, Natan? When you put together the video cast, which you can purchase at StephanieMiller.com, it's just, right? It's hard to sift through all the... Just kind of pulling out, you know, it's like pulling out the stuff you don't like in your succotash stuff you say.
It's like avoiding the peaches in the fruit cocktail.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Like everything else is good, or the pears.
Exactly.
The pears is like, yeah.
Okay.
Jim is the maraschino cherry, where you only get like one or two.
Exactly, but they're all exquisite. Yeah. All exquisite, mm-hmm. All pearls.
Yeah. Andy Barwitz has a comment on Kiev and John Travolta.
Yes.
According to several accounts, Mr. Travolta flew to Ukraine in a self-piloted private jet in hopes of raising morale in the embattled country, but only served to perplex Ukrainians with a brief but indecipherable speech. In his remarks, Mr. Travolta referred to Ukraine as cranium and Crimea as IKEA before hopping back in his cockpit and flying away.
That's funny. All right, Pat writes, check this out. Oh, Roku. Oh, streaming, there's a new streaming player, totally cool, Roku. How about that?
Well, it's more compact than the set-top boxes. All you do is just plug it into your HDMI port, and
right.
It's there.
Right.
Yeah.
You can watch us on the...
It doesn't have to sit on your TV anymore.
In case you don't have DirecTV or Dish that gets free speech TV, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see Mom and the Mooch.
And you know what's cool about Roku is no other system has this. It comes with a remote, but the remote has a headphone jack in it, so that you can listen to through your headphones wirelessly. Like if you're in bed or something, you don't want to disturb your partner, you can listen to headphones through the remote.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cool?
Who cares about disturbing their partner? Oh, no wonder I don't have one. by the way, Stephanie, I love the kicker boots you wore to Sexy Liberal Fort Lauderdale. Oh, why, thank you. Oh, by the way, Sexy Liberal Carlos Alzraki for Coffee with Carlos in hour number 3. I saved a De Niro story, by the way, for you. Dueling De Niro's today. I'm sure you know this, but when you first started at Current TV, you had 12,000 likes on your Facebook page. Now you have 64,000, over 64,000.
Holy crap.
Well done, Stephanie Moose. They like us. They really like us. Like us some more, won't you? Somebody else like us.
Hit like.
Hit like. Do it. Okay. By the way, speaking of
like is this.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah.
Speaking of being in Florida, a couple of people have sent me a... future husband stack, because it's just another edition of Florida, WTF.
Yeah.
Florida man stopped for DUI, says he was trying to drive it off.
Sounds like something you would do.
No. 61-year-old Michael Moore, not him,
the other one,
was stopped by cops after midnight for speeding 18 miles over the speed limit in Stuart, Florida. He told one officer he's coming home and had a couple of drinks. He said he was en route to a bar for a few more.
Oh, no.
He also told me his wife told him he'd been drinking too much, so he decided to go out and drive it off. What?
We need to save these Florida stories for when Jackie's here on Thursday.
I know, yeah. Jackie, homegirl Jackie.
Yeah, exactly. Jackner. It's like, what?
A Key West man was jailed for allegedly trying to ditch a bag of cocaine in a planter at the Pierce House restaurant in Florida. He reportedly told the officer, I don't understand. I thought cocaine wasn't illegal in Florida.
Oh.
That is awesome.
I was watching a little too much Miami Vice.
I thought that was cocaine for everybody.
No, pastel suits are illegal in Florida now.
Yeah.
After that.
Glass block.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. Yikes. All right. One more. Oh, a love letter from James. Oh, I remember James. Hey, Mama. I don't know if you remember me. I met you last year at Sexy Liberal Chicago. I was thinking how I saw online Jared Leto's speech, which really was incredibly touching at the Oscars the other night. Anyway, he says, I was one of the handful of people whose story brought you to tears. Lots of people do make me cry at Sexy Liberal. It's weird. You know, in the meet and greet.
Mm.
At the time of the show, I'd been out as transgender for nearly 8 months. I'm still facing a myriad of health issues and now the added stress of transphobia, but I've never been more hopeful about my future. I fell in love with a wonderful girl. We've been together now for 5 months. We're moving to San Diego in a couple of months to be closer to her parents. Attached her a few photos. One is from that night at Sexy Liberal. Aww. You've made such a difference in my life. Hugs and kisses, Jamie. And he's future strength. Aw. Yeah, it just, you know, and that same Sexy Liberal in Chicago, Grant and Vivian got engaged.
Yep.
Live. And this year we're going to have, I think, a live birth, because that one girl, she's holding it, remember?
She's crossing her legs.
She's going to be 9 months pregnant, but she's going to hold it. That's the next show you can, because March is already sold out for, what do you call it, Madison. Mm-hmm. But a bunch of party buses better be going to Chicago in April. Do it, because there's, I think, going to be a live birth. And I'm hoping I can gay marry some people. All right, this is sort of a hate letter from Abby. Let's see. You know why it's there's extra snark? Because what do we always say? Don't ever send us a letter that says to whom it may concern.
Right.
Why?
Because it concerns nobody here.
No, because none of us give a...
Yeah.
So we can assure you of that.
Yeah.
See, Jim's not even listening, are you?
Oh, sorry, I'm just reading an email.
Uh-huh. I rest my case,
yes,
Abby.
Yes.
I've noticed that you often compare politicians and pundits, fully grown adult men, to teenage girls when you disagree with them. Well, I said the Lindsey Graham thing was a little bit... Please, I just roll my eyes when you threaten people like Pookin. Mm.
Someone said my impression of him sounds like Rue McClanahan.
As Blanche.
He sounds like Rue McClanahan.
From the Golden Girls, yes.
As an actual teenage girl, I am highly offended at being compared to the likes of Lindsay. Please note that many teenage girls conduct themselves with intelligence and grace, and I will not tolerate your hate speech any longer. Good day, madam. All in caps. See, he knows how to do all in caps, too.
Exactly.
Abby, the official teenage sculptor of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sculptor. Hmm.
I love the show. I listen every day.
You didn't hear the teenage part, did you?
Jim.
Jim.
I wasn't making a sexual reference.
I love the show. Listen every day with the Stephcast. Everyone in my art class thinks I'm crazy for busting out giggling for no apparent reason. I asked to go to L.A. Sexy Liberal last year, but my parents said I was too young, but they said if you play in L.A. again, I can go. Love to Max and Fred, the most handsome, romantic, no. Abby's smart. Funny. All right. So we continue discussing. We were talking about the latest out of Ukraine. Whose capital is Kiev?
Da. That's where the chicken comes from.
Da. Stepping back from the brink of war, Putin talked up a cooled tensions in the Ukraine crisis in his first comments since its president fled, saying Tuesday Russia has no intention to fight the Ukrainian people but reserve the right to use force. Whatever. Go wrestle a bear. John Kerry met with Kiev's fledgling government and Moscow agreed to sit down with NATO. Oh, my goodness. That's weird. It's almost like diplomacy. Huh.
Hmm.
Gee, and I thought what John Bolton said through his crazy flying mustache on Fox News was a better idea. boy. Putin, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, pardon me, no. Global markets catapulted higher on tentative signals the Kremlin was not seeking to escalate the conflict. Kerry brought moral support and a $1 billion aid package to the Ukraine to fighting to fend off bankruptcy, lounging in an armchair before Russian tricolor flags.
Hmm.
Putin, looking manly, I'm sure.
Of course.
Delivered a characteristic performance filled with earthy language, macho swagger, and sarcastic jibes that just makes Sarah Palin hot. Accusing the West of promoting an unconstitutional coup in Ukraine. What now?
What?
Huh? Balsik says, hmm?
Huh?
We, huh? How did we, oh, so we did it. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you guys doing that? Why are you invading Crimea? What? The overall message appeared to be, though, one of de-escalation. It seems to me Ukraine is gradually stabilizing. Putin said we have no enemies in Ukraine. Ukraine is a friendly state. I love this. This is the part I was telling Jody Hamilton mm-hmm. about. He said massive military maneuvers Russia has conducted near Ukraine's border were previously planned.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, well,
had
that's
nothing.
Okay, then.
Oh, totally unrelated to the current situation in Ukraine. Russia announced that Putin had ordered troops back to their bases. Oh, and the ones that were there, they weren't really even there. So the ones you thought were in Crimea, those weren't even.
Nah.
What? They're unmarked uniforms. You don't know. They could just be, you know, Cub Scouts.
From Borneo.
Sure. Right.
It could be Halloween coming early.
Yeah. Putin hammered away at his message that the West was to blame for Ukraine's turmoil.
Of course.
Of course. Of course.
Of course you are.
Of course it is. As I mentioned last hour, oh, Lindsay. Do we have the Rocky Mountain Mike, what do you call it, tribute to Lindsey Graham? He really deserves it this morning. He tweeted, and I thought this was a joke, Jim, but it was not. It started with Benghazi.
Wow.
That is spectacular. Benghazi just caused him to invade Crimea.
Obviously.
Okay. When you kill Americans and nobody pays a price, you invite this type of aggression. Hashtag Ukraine.
What?
Then he wrote, earlier he wrote, Putin basically came to the conclusion after Benghazi, Syria, Egypt, everything Obama has been engaged in, he's a weak, indecisive leader.
Really?
Oh. Lindsay.
Let me tell you what I would have done.
I would have said, what you're doing is illegal. It's a 4-second conversation. Clang.
Good day, sir.
Good day. Don't have to talk to him. I'm not going to talk to you any longer.
I'm not talking to you.
Call me. Send me. Text me another shirtless photo. The one with the bear. I'm not talking to you. Call me.
I don't think he's into bears.
I didn't mean that kind of bear.
Yeah, I don't think he's into bears. He's more into twinks. Sorry. He's on Grindr. He's not on Scruff.
The one thing I'm not going to do is vote on a new Secretary of Defense until the old Secretary of Defense testifies about what happened in Benghazi.
Ah! Beauregard Grail!
Lindsey Graham's a phone line boy.
But unnerving to a guy like me.
Bitch and moan and then he's gone. Mm-hmm.
Satisfied with the approach the administration was taking? No, I haven't been satisfied for a long time. We're 3 years into this, and he's failing, and it's not the Tea Party's fault.
The president does not care, for he is a cat in a county.
All right.
19 minutes after the hour. Right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God! That's like my favorite show ever!
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting with HP Faces by Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with your team online. From anywhere, start your 30-day free trial of GoToMeeting today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on that there, try it free button, and type in the promo code Stephanie. Okay, let's go to Bill in Vegas. Hi, Bill. Hi, Bill.
Stephanie.
Yes.
And hi, chat room. I'm at in the chat room.
I'm sorry?
You're whom?
I just want to make a... I'm sorry?
You are whom in the chat room?
Back.
Okay.
Okay.
Like Bill the Cat.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, okay.
I got it.
Anyway, one of your fellow cohorts in our liberal media made the point yesterday that Crimea is actually the most fertile land in Ukraine. I almost said the Ukraine. So there's more going on here than just, you know, the ex-Russians wanting to go back to Russia. Mm-hmm. This is also about their food supply for Ukraine.
It's also about Russia wanting a warm water port.
Yes.
This would be their only warm water port if they were successful in taking over Crimea.
Right. And also, Katrina VandenHeuvel, as she tends to, makes some good reason points in the Washington Post, which, you know, I think echoes some of the stuff Tomasky was saying, but the Ukraine...
Tomasky.
GM. The Ukraine crisis calls for less bluster, more common sense. She says, let's all take a deep breath before we commit our limited treasure and prestige to an unknown and still unsettled leadership in a country on Russia's border, harbor to its fleet. What you just said, that had a fragile independent existence for barely 20 years. That said, Russia's dispatch of military forces to Crimea is a clear violation of international law. As Obama administration has stated, Putin justifies the invasion as necessary to protect Russian citizens and allies, but that is an unacceptable fig leaf. The administration is right to condemn it, as should the world community, although much of the world will grimace at the irony of Kerry denouncing the invasion of a sovereign country as unacceptable in the 21st century when, obviously, the whole Iraq war, blah, blah, blah. The president talking about Ukraine yesterday.
There is a strong belief that Russia's action is violating international law. I know President Putin seems to have a different set of lawyers making a different set of interpretations, but... I don't think that's foolish.
Yeah, he, you know, if you want to go back, because I had to, when Eddie Money was on the plane pestering about what was going on in the Ukraine, I'm like, guys, let me just, give me a second. I'm just trying to figure it out myself. I'm hungover from Sexy Liberal. But the former, the fugitive Ukrainian president, what's his name, Jim? Yanukovych.
Yanukovych,
I believe.
Yeah, or,
Was an unpopular, corrupt, and compromised but democratically elected leader of the Ukraine. He was leading the country towards membership in the European Union when confronted by Russia's substantial financial blandishments. He reversed course. That's what led to the street protests spurred in part by the European Union and the U.S. and eventually to the rebellion that sent him packing. The nature of the new government is far from clear. As we were saying on day one of this, it's complicated.
Yep.
In simple terms, half the people of the Ukraine look to Russia, the other half look to the West.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Anyway, but you know, she makes a lot of the same points people have brought up. But it just, you know, I think it's just the same like saber rattling that the right wing does every time. It's just not helpful.
Yeah.
It is unhelpful in my opinion.
You know, if I were a Ukrainian citizen, I'd be really upset that you were this close to joining the European Union that everything falls apart and you're like, what the hell?
Ukraine's, this is part of what makes this tricky. Ukraine's economy depends heavily on Russia, which supplies and subsidizes much of its energy and is its largest trading partner. The European Union and the U.S., for all the bluster, are not about to replace that with Western aid and trade. You know, a billion is what Kerry's giving, and it's not, but it's not, what she's saying is not enough to replace what Russia could do. Anyway, so, you know, and also talking about, like, in all these, like, you know, the fiscal hawks, like Americans are going to want to send billions of dollars for this when we're, anyway, we'll talk more about that. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Throughout history, man has marveled at the vast complexity of the universe. Without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now,
Stephanie Miller
has the power to change that and to spread your voice across the earth for all of mankind to hear.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, Sexy Liberal Carlos Alzraki on his way in for coffee with Carlos Walter in Virginia. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, Steph. Thanks.
Hello.
I'm taking my call.
Okay.
I'm extremely scared.
You sound a little low yet.
You're scared?
About what's going on in Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
I think that nut's going to start World War III.
Who is?
Which nut? There are many.
Which nut? Lindsey Graham?
Who
can? John McCain?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
In fact, the president talking about Putin.
There have been some reports that President Putin is pausing for a moment and reflecting on what's happened.
No, he's not that nuts. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were just talking about the ports and stuff. It is a complicated situation. It's hard to know. Well, only George W. Bush knows what's really in his soul.
I looked into a shoal. Or saw a filet of soul and made me hungry.
And normally he likes toast.
It goes well with toast.
And anything grapey.
Everything right. goes well with toast.
Okay. Katrina Vandenhoevel saying the Russian fear is far less about economic relations with the European Union. That's one of the things, obviously, people are talking about, than about the further extension of NATO to its borders. A hostile Ukraine might displace Russian bases in the Black Sea, harbor the U.S. fleet, and provide a home to NATO bases. Anyway, but she just, you know, says we desperately need a strong dose of realism and common sense. There is no stick in relation to Ukraine. Americans have no desire, no reason to go to war with Russia over what happens in Crimea. So, yeah, and she just says, before this new, fragile, bitterly divided country breaks apart, the international community should be pushing hard for elections and compromise. Neocons, politicians, and frustrated cold warriors filling armchairs in the outdated strategic think tanks that litter Washington will continue to howl at the moon. But U.S. Policy should be run by the sober. It is time to reduce tensions, create possibility, not flex rhetorical muscles and fan the flames of folly. Thank you, Katrina Vandenhoevel.
Well, you know, he's a businessman. He's not going to...
Right, well, that's what... Yeah.
He's interested in the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Show me a money.
John
Show
Kerry.
Me the rubles.
Right.
I've spoken as directly to President Putin today as I can. It is not appropriate to invade a country and at the end of a barrel of a gun dictate what you are trying to achieve. That is not 21st century G8 major nation behavior.
John Kerry, one more time.
I think that it is clear that Russia has been working hard to create a pretext for being able to invade further.
And this is Pooty Poot yesterday in front of his fabulous tricolor flags, which had to have made Lindsey Graham just...
Ooh, I love those drapes.
Even if I take a decision to use armed force, it would be legitimate, fully corresponding to the norms of international law. And in this case, it would also correspond to our interest in protecting the people who are closely tied to us historically, culturally, economically.
Mm-hmm. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut.
I've listened to some of my good friends on the Republican side try to score political points in connection with the Russian move on Crimea, trying to paint this somehow as Obama's fault. Now, this is a ridiculous contention.
Yes. Oh, and who will be helpful in that regard? John McCain will, of course.
Of course. After 5 years of believing that somehow Vladimir Putin was anything but what he is, we are now paying the piper.
I was trying to refold a newspaper, and I'm like, okay, so he and Stephanie are the very last people to subscribe to physical newspapers.
He was doing the crossword puzzle.
Me and Grampy.
He interrupted his
right.
crossword puzzle.
He's happy because he gets to do the crossword every day.
Exactly.
I like to do it later with ribbon candy. Which I buy for all the boys I work with. All right. By far the most ridiculous thing is Lindsey Graham tweeting that it's because of Benghazi.
Right.
Because of Benghazi.
Of Blowghazi.
Right. Right. That is what will defeat the combined scandal of Blowghazi is what is going to defeat Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Sure.
Ooh.
Whatever.
Get it, Fred. Get it. Is that a sexy liberal? What do you got?
How did you know that was Fred?
I know my dogs. Max doesn't bark.
He doesn't need to.
No, he doesn't need to.
Oh, well, Max is here.
Because Max is right there.
Okay.
All right. Or
that.
It could be Carlos doing Far Away Dog already.
That could be.
This is, now there's another attack they're also trying to take about Hillary. As in the Daily Beast says, Ukraine rages, GOP fires on Hillary for failed reset. Because remember, she said the thing one time back when she was member, Jim, Secretary of State. So now that's why Putin did this.
Because of Benghazi.
Hillary's Russia reset nailed it, proclaimed the website for America Rising, the pack, that's the anti-Hillary pack. The Tumblr post tweaking Clinton featured the then Secretary of State cackling as she held her infamous reset button with the Russian foreign minister. I know, I love this, just if anybody said something at one time that now that just looks silly. Clearly, she's to blame for this. John McCain's told the Daily Beast that Clinton got it all wrong. She said she believed that somewhere there would be a reset with a guy who was a KGB colonel who'd always had ambitions to restore the Russian Empire. That's what this is all about. Breitbart wrote, President Obama bears ultimate responsibility for this failure, of course. Yet Hillary Clinton was his eager, laughing emissary in the Ukraine, along with Benghazi, to her long list of non-accomplishments. Oh, my God.
Whatever.
A senior advisor to Mitt Romney says she has weakened our position around the globe.
Come on. Mitt Romney?
Yes. Yes. A former advisor to both McCain and Romney camp said, I personally believe it's a reach to blame Secretary Clinton for the developments in Ukraine. You think? Really? You think that seems a little desperate? All right. A lot of people talking about gay rights that, you know, clearly as a, you know, I'm sure if you're gay and living in Crimea, you don't want to be part of Russia again. Interesting. This is we were talking about the Arizona law. A lot of, you know, because obviously these religious freedom, religious liberty, whatever they are.
Whatever.
Or, you know, in a lot of states. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. But this was interesting. Elizabeth, somebody had an I Am Spartacus idea.
Yes.
Right. Staff, someone wrote the show the other day, suggested that everyone eating in a restaurant that wouldn't serve gay people should stand up. We would have the I Am Spartacus, I Am Gay response to protest their bigotry. And it brought up an experience I had in high school. I was 16 in high school biology. I remember there was a day my instructor was lecturing about homosexuality did not exist in nature. Nothing sticks in my craw like injustice and bull. So I raised my hand and truthfully told him that that was completely wrong, which is true. Homosexuality exists in every species. He and I went back and forth. He surprised anyone would contradict him, and clearly thinking I was some dumb kid, which is infuriating, like when men talk down to women is infuriating. And then I said, you know what? I'm gay. End of argument. Crickets in the classroom. Crickets in his head. I was so angry. I'm actually a straight ally. So, first of all, let's hear it for him. Yeah. To make a point.
Wow.
But like it matters. It shouldn't matter. And I thought it was unfair for him to be saying horrible things about a group of people not there to defend themselves. So I thought, you know what, buddy, say it to my face. So I stood up. And for my small part, I too am Spartacus.
Spartacus?
No, I'm Spartacus. And I just love you guys. Love to Chris, Carlos, Jim, Max, Fred, Jackie, all the various and sundry cats, etc. Oh, attached to a picture of our kitty Marlou and our new puppy Agatha.
Marlou.
Incidentally, Agatha calms down whenever I'm listening to your podcast. I met you and John Fugel saying a Detroit sexy liberal. Hope you come back so I can bring my fiance Elizabeth in Dearborn. P.S. I know Chris was giving you guff about having a lazy eye.
I did not give you guff.
I need to tell you, at almost every eye exam I have, the doctor asks me if I have a lazy eye. I say no. They perform the exam, and then they find my eye to be fine. So I suppose it's not lazy, just questioning. Okay. Just don't have a...
I didn't say you had a lazy eye. That was a listener that said that.
Right.
Why does everything get pinned to me?
I don't know.
My God.
You're the pinata.
I'm not that much of a bastard.
You're the pinata of the show.
Maybe it's your other eye is too industrious and showing off.
Exactly.
Making the other one look lazy.
Exactly. Settle down. Stop being such an overachiever. Making a regular eye look bad. another fine American. Good point. Because we were talking about, laws like the Arizona law. Staff, my son's experience being perceived as a gay couple a few years ago. One Sunday after church, they went to lunch together, and their server assumed they were a couple, possibly because of their comfort with each other. We live in suburban Maryland, so there wasn't a problem, but they got some stares. Interesting treatment for a couple of Southern Baptist kids. Now imagine if this happened in Arizona. Yeah, exactly the problem with bigotry. Holy moly. Look at what Tommy sent us. Former Miss Kentucky comes out as gay. Ready?
What?
Ready, Jim?
Oh, yeah. She's, yeah.
Hey, now. A judge ordered Kentucky to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states and countries. Former Miss Kentucky Dujon Trent decided to publicly reveal that she is gay. I'm queer, she wrote in her blog. For months, I've been going back and forth with myself on what to write, how to write it, and when to post it. In 2010, she was crowned Miss Kentucky.
Damn.
Exactly. Damn. Oh, what was the right winger we quoted yesterday as saying that you can't have gay marriage because then it will lead to parents marrying their kids?
Yeah.
Because they said, what if you want to, they want to leave stuff to their kids? Greg writes, don't children inherit your wealth anyway? Is there some new law I missed that said children can't inherit anything anymore? Yeah. Why would you have to marry your child to pass things on to them?
That's
you
dumb.
Some new idiot.
You are an idiot!
Real quickly, story about straight family values.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Family that gets arrested for meth together makes out in jail together.
Who? A family?
A routine show. Just listen to the story.
I just hope the mom and dad were making out. And
no,
not
brother
like,
and sister.
Oh.
A routine shoplifting arrest at Walmart escalated into a tale of meth charges and prohibited sexual conduct between a brother and a sister. Okay. All right.
I just think I'm going to bath.
When Charlene Ellett, 25, was detained for shoplifting at a Porter, Texas Walmart, her brother Cameron, 26, came looking for her at the loss prevention office.
I'm Charlene. I'd like to meet Cameron.
I'm here to pick up my sister. Yikes. They found stuff in her car that tested positive for crystal meth. Police placed Eckett and Beck in adjoining cells, and while they were filing the booking reports, the two of them began kissing each other on the lips through the bars. She admitted to a sexual relationship with her brother.
Oh, God!
That started when he was released from jail in November.
Oh.
Ooh-wee. Although she insisted they had different fathers.
Oh, well.
So, she said the two had been living in a motel with her two-year-old twin daughters, and they put up a partition or went into the bathroom so the babies wouldn't see them having sex.
Okay.
So it's not like it's wrong.
Those are your straight family values,
there you
gentlemen.
Go, ladies and gentlemen, your magical straight family values. They put up a partition. We put up a partition so the babies don't see.
I mean, they could hear everything, but they couldn't see nothing, as far as we know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, cooking crystal meth and making out with swapping spit with your brother.
Don't you love
good
Texas?
Old Texas family values.
Texas is such an awesome state, hoop.
Doggy. I guess you do mess with your sister in Texas.
Yeah.
All right. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
By the way, best shows ever right before vacation. Me running on fumes, people.
We have 2.5 left.
Yep, exactly. We were just talking to Vanessa, who will be Travis's lovely fill-in next week.
That's
be
right.
Nice to her on the phones. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2. Everybody just one popsicle after dinner. Be nice to the babysitter, John Fugel sang. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Natan will be here, so he'll keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
Because you like him the best.
He's the greatest. And so is Jim. Okay, let's go to... Let's look a little. It's time to play Proving Our Point about Texas entirely, because here is Billy in Texas. Hello, Billy.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey,
listen,
how you
doing? I find myself in the real uncomfortable position of actually agreeing with you this morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It sucks. Oh, trust me.
Oh. Is this Billy Gibbons?
Listen, I don't think that people being gay should be any problem for anybody at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if why the hell do y'all make it such a big deal?
I'm making it a big deal?
Yeah, that's all you talk about.
Well, it's in the news, Billy. Everybody's talking about the Arizona law.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be a big deal.
Why are you talking about?
I don't treat people different if they're gay. So why should
because
y'all make
the
it
law
make,
in
make
Arizona
it an issue like it's some sort of civil rights issue? Because it's not.
It is some sort of civil rights issue. Some people in Arizona sought to treat people differently that are gay. That's the whole point.
No, that's we have a thing in this country called freedom of association.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't want to call your show because you're gay, I should be able to do that. You shouldn't be able to call me and say, "Hey, call me." Okay. You know, I mean, it's not. If y'all wouldn't make it such a big deal, it wouldn't be such a big deal.
That example made my head hurt.
That lawsuit that they had wherever it was in New Mexico or whatever.
What are you talking about?
There
was a lawsuit
public
in Mexico,
accommodation.
Where a couple of gay people wanted to have a wedding cake made, and the guy didn't want to make it for them because they're gay, because he didn't believe in people getting married that are gay. Mm-hmm. And so they sued him. Now, they shouldn't be able to sue him for that.
How is that analogous to me forcing you to call my show if you don't
want to? There's public accommodation, Billy.
The analogy, it's called freedom of association, Stephanie. I choose to
Billy,
call your
all
show
I know,
because...
Right. All
God
I know,
me, I like you. I think you're a pretty cool Billy, girl.
Billy,
but,
Billy, Billy.
But
Billy,
I don't think you
Billy.
Make a big. I think you shouldn't make such a big
Billy,
deal.
I won't mention anything in
Billy.
The news. Even you know what? Yeah. If marriage equality passes, I won't mention it.
Let me explain something to you. There's something called accommodation. This gay couple, they pay their taxes to build the roads in order to get to the business that.
Bullshit.
Oh, right then.
You didn't say it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
How is that BS, Billy?
You know, I can't force you to call my show, Billy, but all I know is if you didn't, it would make baby Jesus cry.
And Billy, that's not BS. That was determined by...
And a lot of angels would lose their wings.
That's not BS. It was determined by the courts. So.
Courts are BS. Uh-huh. Screw the courts.
All right. He's going to be mad that I'm doing this story, but I'm just saying. GOP Congressman... Oh, Steve King, the stunning Steve King of Iowa.
So stunning.
Republican Congressman.
So stunning.
He called gayness a self-professed behavior or something.
Self-professed? What?
Behavior. Stop it. Stop it. This is hard.
What?
Stop it. This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
Okay.
This is hard.
All right. Okay. Yeah. He said, I'm always uneasy about the idea of the philosophy that you're a private/public business because you have a door that's open that anyone can walk in. That doesn't mean you have to perform any kind of service they demand.
That's not what it's...
Right. Somebody writes, so can I stop serving blacks on my lunch counter already or what? Then he said, although it's clear that in the civil rights part of the code that you can't discriminate against anyone based on, you're not sure I've got the list right, but race, creed, religion, color of skin, those kinds of things. And there's nothing mentioned in civil rights laws about self-professed behavior. And that's what they're trying to protect is special rights for self-professed behavior. And I think it's difficult for us to define a law that would protect behavior.
It's not just behavior.
Oh, yes.
Why are straight people like that just completely laser focused on the act of gay sex? Relationships are more than just sex, Mr. King.
Oh, behave.
Or should we call him Queen?
Yeah, there you go. I think he's protesting a little too much.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? We have a new rapey Republican. This is very, very exciting. Just when you thought they were gone, they were extinct, Jim. No. GOP Maine Representative, what's his name? Representative Lawrence Lachman, Republican of Amherst. He said if a woman has the right to an abortion, why shouldn't a man be free to use his superior strength to force himself on a woman? At least the rapist's pursuit of sexual freedom doesn't in most cases result in anyone's death. Awesome.
Really?
He's defending rapists.
Try that on Ronda Rousey. See how that
sounds. Oh, wow. Wow. He has also in the past, Jim, falsely suggested HIV and AIDS could be spread by bedsheets and mosquitoes. And he said the progressive movement helped spread the virus by claiming the practice of sodomy is a legitimate alternative lifestyle rather than a perverted and depraved crime against humanity. Move to Uganda, sir. Enjoy. All right, listen, kids. We got the Philadelphia Swiss cheese masturbator is on the loose again.
Oh God!
Yeah, we got the Swiss cheese is on the loose again. We will tell you, he's been arrested again. Everybody,
has
just
he switched to
look
Canada?
At least switch to Belvita. That comes in a tube.
Up. Switch to Brie. Something for God's sakes. All right, 58 minutes after the hour. Right back, clubbing with Carlos Alzraqui on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Carlos just put headphones on Fred so he can hear the show better.
Uh-oh.
So he can hear Faraway Dog.
Why'd you put headphones on Dog? Look at the doggy. Do the radio show.
Hey,
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
She never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Fresh off his second sexy liberal triumph in Fort Lauderdale. I'm sorry, what's that, Fort Lauderdale? Good night, Fort Lauderdale. Good night, Parker Blair. Carlos sells Rocky.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of historical presence in that building, the Parker Playhouse. Angela Lansbury, James Earl Jones, and us doing fart jokes.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, but it was hard to top, wasn't it? Our four-hour layover.
Oh,
yeah. Four-hour delay at LAX. So you and I got to drink at Gladstone's and talk.
There's
and
always
talk
cocktails.
And talk.
And talk and talk.
It's mostly her talking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been on a flight with her.
After 4 hours, it just turns into Charlie Brown's teacher.
Hi, Riley. Good morning.
He's
Hi.
A good actor because it seemed like he was pretending to listen.
Yeah.
I was showing him pictures on my iPad.
Blah, 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 me.
Okay. And since we finished the late night show in 95, what you do in 96?
Blah, blah, blah.
It's because you're about ready to hand him a paycheck. That's why he was.
Yes, boss. Indeed.
Of course.
I totally agree.
You're so right.
Wholeheartedly.
We've got my love music. We went for a slow motion walk on the beach together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And it was so canted to one side, we were both just like walking
We're both at an age where our hips were like, oh, we got to turn around.
I can't go too far. Where's our hotel? Do you remember? Send up a flare.
See if we can find some coins. Where's our metal detectors?
And then there was some activity on stage.
You turned into Sid and Sadie Flagelman.
Shady, come here. I found something. It's beeping.
I would love to get down on my knee to propose, but then I wouldn't be able to get up again. Will you marry me right here in the sand? There were some suggestive photos, I'm sure, taken on stage.
Yes.
I want to let my wife know this is all a show.
Right. Just a show. It looked like we were auto-asphyxiating Jackie Schechner backstage. I can assure you it was not the case.
That was not the case.
She lives and will be here tomorrow.
There was no in excess in the background.
No.
Oh, God.
What?
Well, there was excess, for sure, but not in excess.
There was no David Carradine.
Yeah. There's something fishy about that,
though. I will use this belt. Oh, same with
both of his hands were broken. Which,
really?
You kind of auto-asphyxiate yourself with
maybe someone
hands.
Was trying to snatch the pebble from his hand.
Yeah. Same with Arturo Gatti in Brazil.
Okay. Speaking of love letters, Deb in Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Sexy Liberal, Fort Lauderdale pictures attached. By the way, Sexy Liberal Facebook, all the great pictures of all the fun in Fort Lauderdale, and then all the upcoming dates, etc. Hi, Steph. Sexy Liberal, the highlight of Fort Lauderdale Pride Weekend. Wow. What a show.
Wow.
It's taken days to come off this sexy liberal high. Thanks to all John, Carlos, Jackie, the goddess, Judy.
It did happen.
It could happen, Jim, and it did. A special thanks to you, Mama, for leaving me speechless at the meet and grope when you turned to me and said, hello, angel.
Aww.
And hugged me.
And she said it to me 7 times on the plane.
Whatever.
You're like
me, Carlos. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You know, in the airport, here's a little fun fact about LAX. They ask, do you want a 6-ounce or a 9-ounce glass of wine? I'm like, listen,
hello.
Keep the 9 ounces coming.
Jeez.
And he got the jumbo beer.
Mama, don't drink from thimbles.
Just give me a whole case. I can fit it under the seat in front of me.
How much can your mouth hold? Spit it into me on the way over. Why waste a trip?
Like a baby bird.
Yeah.
Deb says your kindness and beauty was overwhelming. It's overwhelming, Chris.
God, kiss ass.
And my mind melted. I've recovered with a few extra glasses of wine, me too. But what an unforgettable evening. Loved you. Loved Carlos. Thank you, Del.
Yeah. Orson Welles. There was a summer in July.
Ah, the French.
In July.
And then what did we? And then you were part of the sexy liberal tradition. Now what did we do after the show? We drank again.
I drank a
with
nice...
With Jackie Schechner's mom.
I had a nice Balvenie scotch, responsibly with a Stella Artois, and that was it. And that was comfortably numb, because you couldn't go to sleep in the hotel anyway.
Right.
Because the air conditioner came.
Yeah,
the air conditioner's off. It's on again. There it goes again.
I know, I share a room with Roland, and he had PTSD. I had to comfort him every time. I was like, it's a gaga!
No, there was no sleep to be had.
What is it? It's there again! What is that?
Like, you did not serve in Vietnam. It's an air conditioner.
Well, the problems of rich people. And the air conditioner just would not stop coming on.
Problems. Total first world problems, people. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
We were
drinking with Team Randy Rhodes. Nicole
cool.
Sandler came
Nicole
out. And Sean and Beowulf. Yeah. Her producer's name is actually Beowulf.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
We drank the mead.
Right. And then, I remember, and then I started eating your to-go food.
Yeah. like a freaking, like a street dog.
She does that when she's been drinking, too. I've learned all of the tricks.
You got in there. Give it to me.
She gave me the Mexican, the little Mexican Puebla street dog face. Like, all right, here you go, street dog. Have some of my food. You'll probably get hit by a car.
Have a hot dog wrapped in bacon.
Little street dog face here. Have some scraps. Get out of here.
I did. And then I went upstairs and ate the rest of Roland's room service like a stray dog.
Stephanie the Seagull Miller. Get out of here. Trying to enjoy my picnic. Stephanie
Livingston Seagull.
Yeah.
I'm already good at just spinning 10 times a day.
Hey, we didn't have dinner. We had a show. Uh-huh. All right. More importantly, it's time for Dueling De Niro's. I've saved a De Niro story just for you two.
A little bit.
That's my favorite, is just the breathing.
A little bit.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Show them a little bit.
Robert De Niro introduced Scorsese at a dinner where he won the show's Creative Conscience Award. De Niro quipped, Creative Conscience Award? Are you kidding me? Have you guys seen Wolf of Wall Street?
You seen it, debauchery? We call that creative conscience? Take off more clothes and be creative.
Be procreative, more like it. Yeah. He has enthusiasms.
Marty has
enthusiasms.
Wolf of Wall Street was 6 hours long.
No, it's not. It's three,
no,
isn't
it's
six.
It?
It's three.
Six.
It seems like
it's
going
to be six.
It seems, yeah. I don't know that I can bring myself to watch that for 3 solid hours.
I want to see it. I haven't seen it
really?
Yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Spring break.
Oh, by the
Joe
way.
Joe Francis.
I mentioned, everybody, the Philadelphia Swiss cheese masturbator has been arrested again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that's where the holes came from.
Oh.
The alleged Swiss cheese of Philadelphia.
He didn't even do it with a hole. He had a slice of Swiss cheese and wrapped it around
his. Well, he was briefly jailed again, after a fourth woman has come forward accusing him of harassment, including the use of processed cheese.
Processed cheese?
That is so tacky. It would be classy if good cheese.
Hey, why screw the cheese when you can screw the cow? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Go straight to the source, my friend.
Right.
He was arrested and charged in January with allegedly offering three women money to watch him masturbate with Swiss cheese.
With a baby bell, which doesn't speak well of his.
No.
Junk.
They're little. Okay. All right. What the hell is going on? Well, look at this. Teen recommends using a Hot Pocket as a cheesy sex toy.
Sure. Why not?
Boys, please keep your out of the cheese. Would
there's
you,
a
would
reason
you?
It's called a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, that would kind of hurt, wouldn't it?
That's like a mini American pie. It's because of Hot Pockets, really.
I prefer a KFC chicken pot pie myself.
Why don't you just try banging fondue while you're at
it? No, Totino's pizza rolls are what you're thinking of. Those are the small ones. Yeah.
Pardon me. The explicit footage got him banned from Twitter and Vine and blocked by officials at the Hot Pockets Twitter account.
Oh, my God. A rump. You were blocked from the Hot Pockets Twitter account.
He tweeted, yeah, I would definitely recommend it if you're lonely. I wouldn't recommend putting it on Vine, but I'd recommend a Hot Pocket probably. It wasn't bad. It was messy, though.
Oh my God.
Discard after use, hopefully.
Please.
The kids today, where do they learn this? Oh, I know, from teachers. Elderly teacher caught masturbating in a school hallway.
Oh. Elderly? What's elderly?
72-year-old substitute teacher. Substitute teachers are always weird.
Yeah, they are.
Right?
Yeah. We made one quit in the middle of class.
Did you?
Yes,
awesome.
We did.
Good job.
When I was a kid in school, there were sitting teachers.
It was kind of awesome at the time, but I felt bad. I feel bad now.
He was arrested after a coworker caught him sneaking in some quick penis manipulation before the first period. Video surveillance showed him in the corner of a stairwell, suspiciously manipulating the front of his pants while looking at students in the courtyard. He told police he was just fixing his pants.
I'm just fixing my pants over and over again.
You could fix your pants back in the day when they didn't have cameras everywhere. But No. Don't fix your pants.
Where did you fix your pants, Joe?
If you need to fix your pants, go to the restroom.
Where there are probably also cameras. Well, in Russia, certainly.
Student is a tailor. He was fixing my pants.
Adjusting my zipper.
Kathy.
Measuring my inseam.
Is that what the kids are calling it?
It's the little men's warehouse. Will you be enjoying those new slacks? I guarantee it.
Kathy in California.
Yeah, I went there. Shut up.
Oh my God. I am so glad I just dropped my kids off at school before that story started.
Yes.
Yeah. Why, too?
Oh, man.
That would have been bad.
All right. Safe search off now. Go ahead.
The reason I called is because Billy in Texas needs to get a copy of a U.S. history book. The Freedom of Association is not about being able to discriminate against people you don't want to associate with. It's about the government not telling you who you can and cannot associate with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also, I have an issue with Chris. You cannot indict an entire state based on its lowest common denominator, because after all, we here in California gave our country Daryl Issa.
Yeah, we did.
That's true. Thank you.
But there's only one Daryl Issa. There are a lot of brother-sister pairs going on. Texas.
Blur. 18 minutes after the hour, back with more sexy liberal Carlos Alzraki on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She gets insulted by more right-wingers before 6 a.m. than most people do all day. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alzraki. Oh, Greg says of the Swiss cheese masturbator in Philadelphia, he had an alibi, but there were holes in his story.
I like it. That's a good one.
Oh, God. Someone also said, why didn't he just use Philadelphia cream cheese? I mean, he's right there.
Right, exactly. Right there. Exactly.
Fair enough.
All right, and we are here with, of course, Carlos Alzraki, or as John Travolta would say,
Smart
Harlan.
Like Travolta's name is exactly the same. Alzraki.
Exactly. Yeah, that was.
He's been seen driving up Beechwood Canyon because he can't spell celebrity parking space. Celebrity? No, that's not mine.
He says he feels really bad about it.
I know.
But what happened? Does he have dyslexia for sure? And can he blame it on not rehearsing?
No, I just think he was reading something and he came up to some words that he had no idea how to pronounce. So he
Adele Dazeem. Yeah. Wow.
I've decided that he had a rubber hose up his nose at the time.
Yeah, that's what happened. It'll distract you.
Aziz Ansari.
No. On The View, did you see that? Because we were talking about it, the John Travolta name generator.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You put your name in and see what John Travolta would make.
I got Craig Gonzalez.
Yeah. So Barbara Walters said mine is Brandon Lee Wazines or Baba Wawa, which is the first time apparently she's ever heard that. That was a sore subject. That became her unofficial unwanted nickname in the 70s when Gilda Radner made it famous.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Walters hated the impression, saying, I don't talk that way. I do pronounce my O's. That is swando.
I practice religiously.
What if Tom Brokaw married?
Tom Brokaw.
Can I say my favorite Oscar joke that I posted?
Yes, please.
Sure.
I said, in a perfect moment of Oscar serendipity, the word frozen came out of Kim Novak's mouth.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor Kim Novak.
Oh. Poor people that made the decision to, A, let her get the surgeries, and, B, put her on stage. At some point, somebody has to say, no! Somebody say no, just like Michael Jackson's family. Can somebody say no, you sycophants, you idiots? No! Stop! Get out of here.
Here is my favorite story, though. Won't somebody please be Liza Minnelli's friend? The misery of Liza Minnelli stretches into yet another agonizing day.
Yeah.
Monday night, a cameraman asked her what she thought about Ellen DeGeneres' Oscar joke at her expense. Hello to the best Liza Minnelli impersonator I've ever seen. Good job, sir.
Good job, sir.
Apparently the internet got about it was that transphobic, and there was a whole other second controversy about that.
Don't get me started on that.
Oh, heavens. Yeah. Liza said, I think she thought it would be funny, but she never stopped after it, and then she did it and said, my friend Liza Minnelli, so I think it went a bit astray on her. Mm. Then they brought up her, Ellen's, the Twitter publicity stunt with all this, and how Liza was boxed out despite her desperate, heartbreaking reach.
Yeah.
She said, all the men just pushed me away, and it made me laugh so hard. Then she had trouble walking over a curb.
She should have just stood on a seat filler. That's what they're there for. Come here, seat filler. I'm going to stand on you.
The thing about her that night is that you couldn't miss her.
In that blue pantsuit.
So you could see her just trying to...
Yeah. Remember when I was the star of Arthur?
She won an Academy Award for Cabaret. Yeah. She's not, like, untalented.
Where is Hillary Duff?
Oh.
And then she reached out to Lupita, who was on her way to accept the Oscar, and then apparently, like, scared out of her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lord. The paparazzi did not ask Liza about her apparent love of free boobing, because that would have been disrespectful.
Well, you could see her nipple and her areola through her satin shirt.
Oh, dear.
She did not wear a bra.
Yeah.
I thought they missed out on a great Oscar joke when they should have had the Somalian taxi cab driver slash actor, at fake knife point take over the Oscars from Ellen. I am hosting the Oscars now. Come on. You gotta go there.
I am the host now.
I am hosting the actor. You're not the captain.
Just sucker punch Tom Hanks.
I am the lesbian host of this show.
See, it'd be funny if Tom Hanks was hosting, then that would be really funny. Think, right?
I could do with Ellen. Ellen can dress
I
like
Ellen. I think she did a fantastic
job. She's
fine.
She's fine. She's loose.
Yep.
Her house is haunted, by the way.
What? Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Here we go.
You pay $40 million, you know how you do, Jim, for a house in Holmby Hills.
The ghost is extra.
She apparently has not had a good night's sleep, apparently. Do you think it's like a gay ghost? Is it a Paul Lynn ghost?
That's why. No, that's right out of my stand-up.
It's a woman, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a woman ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Organize your closet. Adopt a Chinese baby. Oh, ooh.
Your shoes are horrible.
Get rid of the shag carpeting. I'm a skeptic on that matter. I do not believe in that stuff.
Mayor Rob Ford was at the, you saw that.
On Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm. He took him to the Oscars, didn't he? He took him to the...
Right across the street?
Yeah.
Not inside
the
theater.
Whatever it was.
In the alley with it.
Yeah, he walked him right across the street.
Rob Ford apparently handed out Ford-themed commemorative magnets to his female admirers.
Yeah.
The only thing wrong with that sentence is I'm like...
Female admirers?
He has female... Yeah. Really? And they admire what, exactly?
In his mind, maybe.
Come on, he's from Toronto. He's fat like John Candy. Come on, He did
go on Kimmel, and he laughed off Kimmel's suggestion that he get help for his drinking. Yep. Oh, by the way, they called to have me on Jane Velez Mitchell yesterday, and I was unavailable.
I don't need help drinking. I'm really good at it.
Because, Jane just gets mad and yells at me because she's sober, and I'm like, sorry.
Ooh, I think you and the mayor could hang out at the airport cocktail bar there.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good time.
Drink for drink? Absolutely. Yeah.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
About you doing laundry with her.
Stephanie Miller.
Did she say I was doing laundry with her? Because where I come from, it's called doing the hibbity dibbity.
Oh! I'm here. I was just momentarily distracted by something. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour.
What was
Coffee with Sexy
you?
Liberal Carlos
Sells.
Sure,
class? Did you bring it up for class?
Well, because we were talking about Carlos and I just in Fort Lauderdale for Sexy Liberal. And, so we do many WTF Florida stories every day.
Right.
Okay. So oh, this boy. One, man accused of sex with Pitbull.
Oh.
Look at that dude. Yikes. Doesn't that look like a dude? That was
oh, yeah. Holy cow.
I think the
that's
Pitbull
a brave,
won.
That's a brave pervert there.
Nice eyes.
Okay. Well, so that happened in Florida. We all let it. We did not stop it.
No, we didn't.
Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you? Because we were saying that we had a four-hour delay where we got to spend lots and lots of time together in an LAX bar before we spent the whole weekend together in Fort Lauderdale. Why are you rolling your eyes, Jim? Like Lindsey Graham, why are you
Stephanie
doing that?
Stephanie was like the hungriest person in a Somalian food drop to get that table at the bar. She's like, out of my way! Out of my way, Mama needs a
that
table!
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I called you to tell you how much I love you. You remember on the way home?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But then you butt-dialed me later, but you didn't, thank God, you didn't say anything bad to your wife about
it. I did butt-dial. I did have you on speakerphone at the urinal when you called me to tell me how much you love me, because my phone doesn't work.
So, it was kind of hilarious. I actually, because then I realized that you were talking to your wife about your kids. I was like, okay, I'm not the NSA. I'm hanging up. I don't want
to. Oh, you good. Totally listen to the end of every single butt dial, don't you?
No. I listened until I realized it was a butt dial, and then I was like, I don't want to hear him. Because, honey, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, my God. You know how many hours I had to spend with her? Holy crap.
I had to hear about her blah, 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 blah.
So fortunately, I don't know if you said that, but I hung up before you did.
Good.
All right.
I will not butt dial.
It's very cute. It's what I imagine parents are like when you come back from out of town. That's all I heard was a few seconds of the stories about whoever did whatever.
Oh, yeah. She was probably going on about Riley and the kids.
Yeah.
That was my advice to her. She said Riley was like the worst ever this weekend, and I said, maybe you should drink.
Good advice, Daddy. Good advice.
Yeah.
It's also the same advice that Kathleen Madigan would give.
Oh, yeah. Have a cocktail.
I often think that. What would Kathleen Madigan do?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
My daughter just told me she hated me and took a swat at me. Looks like a cup of happy juice tonight might simmer things down. Good old cup of happy juice. Down by the
Daddy
fire.
Daddy was on the road having some happy juice.
That's right.
With Mama. Okay. A little more celebrity stack.
Okay.
Coming off the Oscars. I did not know this. Taylor Swift lost her virginity to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
She lost it.
Yeah, she initially was waiting until she got married to have sex.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
She went to bed with him just after a few months of dating. She could not quit him. She was, after just a few months of dating. But now they are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Ever.
Okay.
Never.
Okay, we get it.
All right, I get it.
Thanks. Got it. Thanks.
All right. Got it. All right, can I have some squeezy music? This one's for Jim, just because, you know, a lot of... Whenever Oscars, you just feel like old Hollywood. It's that, you know, you can't help but get a little bit excited. Speaking of Baba Wawa, remember when she interviewed Malwina Dietwick? Remember Madeline Kahn played Malwina Dietwick?
Yes.
Okay. Sex-crazed Marlena Dietrich's Secret Diary of Depravity, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She had hundreds of lovers. Lovers.
Lovers.
Lovers. Both men and women.
They weren't lovers. They were lovers.
Lovers. Yeah, she probably says exactly like that. Hello, lover.
Lover.
She had hundreds anyway. Men and women. All right. Now there's something for all of us to pay attention. In her confidential diary, the insatiable actress confessed she sometimes had 3 lovers in a day.
Wow.
Will Chamberlain.
Yeah. Even all-American hero Jimmy Stewart came under her spell.
Well, I'm done now.
Yeah. What do you want, Mary? You want me to lasso that Swiss cheese? Is that what you want, Mary?
Were you just implying that Jimmy Stewart had premature ejaculation? Is that what?
No.
Not at all.
I'm done.
Mary.
Okay.
I'll lasso the moon for... Oh! Oh,
God. Never mind.
Buffalo gals, would you come out tonight?
Jennifer, come out tonight. What are you but a warm, frustrated, horny young man?
It's a very interesting situation. Man isn't getting the situation every day. Not in Bedford Falls, anyway, unless Marlena Dietrich is there. Yeah.
Oh, youth is wasted on the young.
Oh, why don't you kiss her instead of talking to that? What's that?
God. Oh, my God.
How's that?
Apparently, she also was with John Wayne, Gary Cooper, Kirk Douglas, Frank Sinatra, Yul Brynner.
At the same time?
Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Wow, that's a party. Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach?
Burt Bacharach?
Yep. TV newsman Edward Murrow. Edward R.
Edward
Murrow.
Murrow, really?
Wow.
Good night and good luck.
Good night and good
luck.
Jim Ward, the Stephanie Miller Show, do not mean to imply that all Marlena Dietrich's famous lovers had premature ejaculation. Okay, General George Patton, President John F. Kennedy's father, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Okay, yeah.
Wow.
She pretty much did anybody.
Well, now we're coming to my section, everybody. Her long list of female lesbian lovers, as Tom Brokaw would say.
Lesbian lovers.
Right.
Crispin Glover.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
I can kick.
Greta Garbo.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Singer Edith Piaf. Piaf.
Edith Rice-A-Roni. This is my sister Rice.
Edith Rice-A-Roni. I didn't say Piaf. Piaf. Oh, that was dumb.
We're dumb.
Oh, okay. Edith Piaf.
Sorry. That's
just stifle. She's Edith Piaf.
And many members of Hollywood's closeted lesbian world.
Like?
Do tell more. I don't know. They don't say much. Well, I don't know. She once declared, in Europe, it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman, make love with anyone we find attractive.
You have many lovers
in Europe.
Preferably
anyone who showers.
Yeah, they're not big on that there.
No. I made love with a bidet 3 times a day.
She called her group of Hollywood women lovers her sewing circle.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, one of many that thrived in the 1930s and 40s here in Hollywood. I was just born too late.
Yes, you were.
Fearful studio bosses did their best to keep her affair with Garbo under wraps in case it destroyed the careers of both women. Huge stars because, of course, their sex appeal to men. One expert said, I certainly think Dietrich would have been fairly open about it had she lived in these times. Oh, she would have.
Oh, yeah.
She would have kicked that closet door right open.
She would have been tapped that Ellen Page, I tell you what.
God, that's right.
Tap that.
She would have turned Anne
both Ellens.
What? What's that?
She would have tapped both Ellens.
Of course I would tap
Paige and DeGeneres.
Twice I've said.
And twice on Sunday.
Dietrich style. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, pretty ladies. Oh.
All right, Carlos, you are here.
How's the time of sprockets when they have sex with men and women?
Yeah.
So good. Carlos, you are here as you normally do. This is the one time of week we bust you magically out of Vagina Island.
Yes.
You call your lovely, you're home with your lovely wife and two little girls.
That's right.
Right. This is some vagina fun facts from Cameron Diaz.
Uh-huh.
She has been working on the body book.
Vagina fun facts?
Well, she...
From Cameron Diaz?
Yes, she had some thoughts. She said, we think the vagina is on the outside. I'd say grab a mirror and play along. Get in there. Learn about it. You're supposed to treat it like the beautiful flower that it is.
Oh, Lord.
The delicate flower that it is. And you're supposed to nurture it in all the ways it needs nurturing. Watering it, fertilizing it. It needs nourishment. It's hungry.
Wow.
Wow. It's a houseplant.
Right.
And then she put gel in her hair.
Well, daddy has to clean, change a lot of diapers. So you got to, as Louis C.K. said, the only vagina I'm seeing is when I have to clean poop out of a tiny one.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh.
Great joke. But no, yeah you got to, you got to be careful there.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that the poopy doesn't get in there. You got to get the poopy out.
Yeah. This is, you know what, you and John Fugelsang make parenting sound so unappealing.
Yeah, get the poopy out of
it
the
It reaffirms my life choices. That's why I'm touring with you, too.
Man, if you do one thing in a day, get the poopy out of the vagina.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry I brought this up now.
I hope Riley's still watching.
Hi, Riley. Daddy's on the comedy show.
Daddy's dirty. Oh,
dirty daddy.
But that's healthy tips. You don't want that in there.
No, thank you for that.
Put your life in the right direction.
It's said with English accent. It's more...
Hey, guess what? Paul Ryan cares about the poor again, Jim. Did you see that? He's back with more premium support.
Premium support.
For the poor.
Look at my guns.
Yes. The salon writing. Want to see how Republicans aren't serious about reducing pottery?
Pottery. What is wrong with you today?
I'll take some pilaf and a pottery, please. Here's your cocktail,
it's pre-vacation week.
Pottery hold pilaf?
Poverty. Look how they abuse poverty statistics. Every time a Republican wins positive press by posing as a tribune.
Positive press by posing for poverty.
As a tribune for the poor, an angel gets its wings ripped off by the invisible hand of capitalism. That's funny, Salon.
Pretty
Thank
peppy
you.
Party, hey pal. Broadcast news. Albert
right.
Brooks.
Pretty
peppy party, hey pal.
So Paul Ryan has unveiled
Albert Einstein. This is real name.
Anyway, so he has a new plan for the poor. Joan Walsh says, how many times are we going to be told that there's a new Paul Ryan who really, really, really cares about the poor and whose budget proposals consistently slash programs designed to help them? Thank you. It's, yes, more of his premium support.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
Oh, Eddie.
I won't go! I
was watching
the NBC's yesterday, a program during the day, and they were suggesting, some of the commentators, that it's odd how... corporations get subsidized, and all of a sudden that makes them better corporations, and it helps them. But when you do that to poor people, it makes them lazy.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right. And oil companies, it's perfect.
If you
poor
give billions
people.
To billionaires, then they'll use it to buy more mansions.
It's,
which
like, it's the trickle-down theory, and we all know how trickle-down works. It worked really well.
There I go again.
Jobs were not flying overseas. There was no outsourcing.
Dueling Reagans is new.
Okay. Yeah, hello.
Nicely done. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining sips of coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alzaraki. Why, speaking of which, who's this? Frederick says, Steph, my wife Paul and I excited for your upcoming sexy liberal show here in Madison, March 29th. Next one, that's been sold out forever. Forget about it. But go to Sexy Frederick. Liberal Facebook and you can see all the pictures of the fun in Florida and all Frederick. The upcoming shows.
I'm going to shave for Madison, I think. I'm going to shave.
Uh-oh, look out.
And take a shower.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. We've been talking about a lot of... Oh, by the way, Sarah Palin says Putin is manly because he wrestles bears and drills for oil.
Oh.
Right.
Well, maybe she can sleep with him.
Yes, because there's nothing manlier than destroying the environment.
And killing bears.
Right.
Wrestling bears and drilling for oil. Sounds like... Never mind.
Oh, somebody said Ed Schultz... Ah! Excuse me? Somebody said Ed Schultz wrestled a bear. He told a story on that when he was a local sports radio guy. He had to wrestle a bear.
The president has to be a circus performer.
Yeah, and the bear pinned him and then peed on him.
Oh. Many bears do.
I thought I had to write it.
Yeah, many Saturday bears night do.
I've done a lot of wacky that. Radio
Silver
stunts.
Lake. Silver Lake. Okay. That's a Saturday night in Silver Lake.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
You went a whole different hour. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to do a lot of wacky radio stunts. I had to ride an elephant once, which is, it's prickly. It's
Indian or African?
So is the Saturday
African
night.
Or you're like.
What? I don't know that.
What?
Wow.
I don't know.
You got the bridge in the Monty Python movie? Indian or European?
African or European?
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
He's too just. It's like. It's
there's some lovely filth down here, Dennis.
All right. So speaking of drilling for oil, why, this is some good news. BP fails to get out of compensating oil spill victims, and appeals court shuts down the company's efforts to avoid paying the damages. Sorry, BP, you're still going to have to pay damages for the Gulf oil spill. A divided New Orleans appeals court ruled Monday the oil giant has to stick to the terms that the president got for them so they wouldn't have to negotiate for years like the Exxon get nothing like they did in Exxon Valdez. Stick to the terms of its $9.2 million settlement. BP tried really hard to get out of doing it, including launching an aggressive PR campaign. Remember that? In late 2013.
$2 million is lunch money for them.
Right.
Come on down to the Gulf.
But they spent all of this
money. Seafood's delicious.
11 people died. Forget about that.
They spent, those are the ads we saw. They spent all this money on that.
Yeah.
On these ads to attacking the victims and their lawyers and going, ooh, it's
look how beautiful and clean it is.
More people are coming to the Gulf to see those dead bodies that blew up on the platform. Wait, I'm sorry, that's not the dialogue. Whoops. What do you mean I'm fired?
Don't mind the dolphin.
Why talk about death? That
don't mind the
happened.
Dolphin carcasses. Because the seafood's delicious. Just don't smell.
Oh, God. We have some guests lately that are showing. They're talking about how, like, thank God, like, a lot of liberal billionaires are fighting back that are interested in climate change issues. Because, for instance, Colorado oil producers undaunted as Colorado mulls fracking restrictions. While Colorado environmental groups work to put a ballot measure on before voters this fall that could severely hobble the U.S. energy industry, Whiting Petroleum Corporation is busy figuring out where in the state it can spend $10 billion over the next decade to make sure they can frack and, you know. I hope they don't ruin the City by the Bay's bay, because that would be Denver's.
We love you, Denver! City by the Bay!
The Bay's on fire! The Bay's on fire. Do you see in Mojave, I saw this on CNN, there's like 345,000 mirrors set up.
If you drive to Vegas, you drive right past it.
Yeah,
you see
to generate the big Sauron towers. It creates steam, which powers generators.
Yeah, but you know what?
1%. It only gives off 1%, but 140,000 homes.
It's killing a lot of birds that fly directly into the rays.
Birds.
I mean, they're finding a lot of birds at the bottom of the tower that are like singed and
what are you gonna do?
My God! By the way, I forgot and all the other dopey things Sarah Palin said today. I forgot the dopey environmental thing. She said something about the pipeline. We gotta have our pipeline too. You know, everybody has their pipelines. We need to have our pipeline. And if you know, one earthworm's gotta take one for the team, and that's where it goes.
Oh my God.
She was saying that the entire environmental damage of the Keystone pipeline would be one earthworm.
Well, one earthworm.
It's not about
the environmental hippie homos.
She's dumb.
One little earthworm.
But my meaning,
that's what she, Carlos, we were reviewing earlier. She said, President Putin is a, he's a manly man. He wrestles bears and drills for oil. Our president wears mom jeans and equivocates.
Maybe they should step into a ring together. What does she need? Obama to slap her around or something and beat her up? Okay, what is this fantasy? Why does she need to attach herself to a masculine figure like that? It's stupid.
Yeah.
You got to hunt to be a president. You got to rah. No, you need somebody intelligent.
You need a snore machine.
I saw Mitt Romney. I could see. Well, I'm not going to wrestle that. Mitt, are you going to wrestle that bear, Mitt?
I got to pay someone to wrestle it for me. That's marvelous. Break.
I can't be wrestling bears for Pete's sake.
Bears?
I'm running for president.
Or you got to get a...
Can I get a pear elevator?
By the way, everybody's talking about how Obamacare, how it's going to affect the 2014, why Obamacare may not matter in 2014. So this is why, as we said, don't be pusses, Democrats. For all the buzz about Obamacare being a major issue in 2014, the health care law may not have much of an impact on the election, according to a new Washington Post ABC News poll. A survey found overall supporting Obamacare is unlikely to hurt a candidate. 34% of adults surveyed say they'd be more likely to vote for a candidate who supports health care, while 36% said they would be less likely to vote for such a candidate, 27% said it wouldn't make much difference, and 3% said they're just the no opinion people. No.
It's a Republican plan.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Romney was right about Russia and the Affordable Care Act.
Well, he enacted, it's his plan, the Affordable Care, it's Romney Care, essentially. All right, we have to, you know, every day we get to dumb gun stories just because.
Yeah.
Just because. Let's see, women at a prayer meeting injured by shotgun blast.
A prayer meeting?
Yeah, probably trying to pray away the gay. God's guns and gays. Two women are recovering after being accidentally shot at a prayer meeting. The shotgun blast came through the ceiling and struck two women in the room below. This one, out of Ohio, an 8-year-old Cincinnati boy is fatally shot in the chest Saturday while one of his brothers playing with a loaded handgun that he thought was a BB gun. And meanwhile, we just came from Florida where we did not get shot, which was awesome.
We did not get shot. We did not have to stand our ground.
No. Right. Because of the ridiculous stand your ground laws. We talked about the Zimmerman trial, obviously, and the Jordan Davis. I'm forgetting the idiot that shot
Dunn.
Him. Yes. Michael
Dunn.
Dunn
and Dunner.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this other, we always talk about the insanity of these laws. You've heard about this woman, right? The Marissa Alexander case.
Shot fired a warning shot. Now she's getting 60 years in prison.
At her abusive husband, she fired a shot into the... Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, a Jacksonville woman whose case generated outrage when she was sentenced to 20 years in prison may end up behind bars for 60 years.
Uh-huh. Oh, 60.
My God.
For the same crime. And George Zimmerman is walking around.
Yeah.
The office of a...
And
was her abusive husband black or white?
I don't know.
I don't know if it matters.
It would put her in prison for 60 years, essentially a life sentence, if it succeeds in convicting her a second time for firing a shot in the direction of her estranged husband and his two children. She was, he was had been abusive in the past, and she was firing a warning shot. Angela Corey, it's the same prosecutor. I don't get it. You know, she fails to convict Zimmerman, and then...
apparently she had given the jury the wrong, incorrect instructions so that they had to base their decisions... on those incorrect instructions. I will be doing Mo and Tell tonight, Improv Olympic, in L.A., Los Angeles, at 8 o'clock tonight. And check out my Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And Sexy Liberal for Facebook for all the latest pictures and our upcoming shows. Love you, Carlos.
Love you, Steph.
Rock.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Adios.